Okay, gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve O. Mateo with you.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
It is the final day of me having a 10-year-old.
It is. Tomorrow he turns 11.
Gosh.
What if tomorrow he turned 12? What if it was optional to skip a year?
Like school?
No. Just in age. You could just skip a year.
You just be like, hey, man.
No, I want to turn 14.
When I was 10, my parents skipped the 11-year-old. Yeah, man. Cool. Yeah, I just feel like I'm ready for 12.
I think so. I think so. I think I'm ready for 12, too.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Man. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. They got jammed up right away. It was weird.
That's cool.
I'm assuming I know who's on the phone. Happens every day.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Static.
And, of course, it is your favorite caller, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey-o!
Hey, Steve-o, what's up?
My favorite caller is my mom.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me, Matthew.
It's my mom.
Hey, you know what? Here's something to be honest about. Some of us are mama's boys, and that's completely fine with it.
That's completely fine with it.
That is completely
fine
with it.
Yeah, because you know what they say, mom's cooking is sometimes the best, you know.
Sometimes.
No.
Unless it's something you don't like, that's just you're not liking the taste of the food, but other than that, it's fine.
The food!
And hey, guys, who doesn't like food out there, really? Who doesn't?
I don't like food. Did you not? I don't eat food.
He's on really, that new Steve-o? Diet.
No, this is Mateo.
Mateo, really? You're on it. Okay, well, that's fine. I understand that.
Yeah, he's on the no food diet.
Just don't eat food.
You know, that's actually a very dangerous diet, you know that?
Yeah,
it is.
The NFD, man.
Dude. It is very dangerous. And, you know, speaking of a little announcement, I just remember about food for Volcano.
Yeah.
I spoken with my deck advisor the other day, and what he told me is that we are sticking with the pizzeria we do have now, which is Mario's. We're going to have them.
Okay.
So, we are not going to serve Pizza 9.
Oh, okay.
That didn't turn out so well in the survey results, but however, Mario's did take the lead in survey points. So you're sticking with Mario's pizza.
Both
Verdeca is served daily. About, I think it's $2 a slice for pizza. I'm not sure.
No, it's great. It's,
all right,
it's
man.
Magical. We
just, that's not too expensive, is it, Steve-o? It's pretty cheap, actually.
For food at the your school?
It feels,
yeah, for snack bar. I mean, it's not that much, really.
It really does. All right, man. Well, we got some Coldplay coming up next.
Ooh,
who's this going
Coldplay.
Out
to? You know, I was going to ask for that this morning. I haven't heard
Perfect.
Coldplay in a long
getting.
Time, you know. But I know
getting.
Sean out there, Sean from Albuquerque.
Met him.
He might be taking the test, guys, this morning.
Oh,
SAT.
Sean.
So, you guys out there, if Sean is going to take the test, I think he will because he's going to have an exemption letter.
Yeah.
Like me. But please, you know, pray for Sean, guys. Hope he does well today on the PSAT. I personally think he's going
to
do well, but keep your prayers, your thoughts, guys, today. Just pray for him while he's taking the test. Hope he does well.
That's right cool,
on,
man.
That's cool that you got an exemption letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one, guys, I'm just not ready to take it this year. I mean, I think I need a little extra time.
Mm.
I might take it next year, but this is the only year they're going to give it for free.
Okay.
After that, I have to pay the state fees, and then that's going to cost me a lot more to get in.
You got
to
take a little time. A little time to think things over.
It takes a little time.
Guys, I really need to improve my math skills, really, to be honest.
You got to read between the lines,
my
man.
Strong point.
I wish I improved
Casey
my math skills.
Casey, meet it when
skills.
You're older.
I'm bad at math, too.
You know what, guys? You guys probably didn't have these when you guys were back in school, but we have them now. They're called a TI-73 calculator.
Nope.
That thing is a lifesaver for Algebra 1 students,
geometry
students. It's a lifesaver.
73?
Yeah.
We had TI-82.
TI-82. I think they still have those around today, but the TI-73 is basically a newer version. It's graphing, and it's just everything.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Can it make cinnamon toast?
No, I wish.
So I guess,
guys,
so I guess it doesn't do everything, then. Huh?
Yeah.
I guess
you're making me hungry, man, and I've had breakfast, and I don't know why, but cinnamon toast really good.
All right, it's Matthew. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, later, guys.
Bye,
later,
buddy. All right. Static.
Hey, it's Peter.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Peter.
How's it going?
Hey, man. Don't forget the other station, dude.
I won't.
Okay. We're on the plane. We're heading out. So,
all right. Have a good flight, Peter.
Yo.
All right.
have a great shift, man.
Hey, have fun on vacation.
Thanks. Right. See ya.
Later.
See you Monday.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Peter Benson, everyone. Peter Benson.
Hey. Don't forget the other station.
Yeah, 107.1 KNKT.
How could you forget Peter was on vacation?
How could I forget Peter was on vacation?
It sounds like magic to me.
It is a Monday Wednesday.
It's a Monday Wednesday. I'm typing that.
Oh, Comics Corner. We got some great stuff for you today, including this Coldplay. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Call it magic.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And I'm Mateo, and I approve breaking news.
I do too!
Today is October 15th, 2014. The number of the day is 86.41.
It's the percentage of people who watch The Walking Dead.
Probably, but that's not what this means.
No, it's the number of people who need to go get their car fixed today.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the years a Japanese girl born today can expect to live.
Wow.
86.4.
That's pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can now use your iPhone to unlock your door.
Whoa. Like a front door?
If you have, I guess, electronic locks.
Yeah.
If you're a Mateo, that's not going to work.
Man, I don't know how I feel about all this technology being able to do all things. How quickly would it, you know, somebody be able to hack into your
easily hackable
house now?
Easily.
I don't know.
Guys, it's Monday, Wednesday.
It's Monday, Wednesday!
Yes, it is. When a hunter in British Columbia was attacked by a grizzly bear, his hunting partner tried to shoot the bear, but shot the hunter instead.
Whoa.
That's one way.
Yeah.
Don't worry, buddy, I got you!
Boom! My arm, bro!
Okay, so it's not what I intended.
Oh, now he's biting me!
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna shoot you in the head now.
What? No, don't shoot me! Terrible hunting
trip.
That
was a good death.
That was a terrible, terrible hunting trip.
The First Lady of Oregon has already shocked the governor with revelations that she was married 3 times previously, including an illegal sham marriage to get someone his green card.
Whoa.
That's important news to
find
out.
What's up with mayors, bro?
I don't
know. The mayor of Houston right now is making everybody mad.
Subpoenaed a bunch of pastors for their sermons.
Yep.
And it's more... Did you read that second article I sent? Because it was the Houston Chronicle. And it went into more. It's like... It went into the... I guess this is something that's been going on for a little while. And so it was more information... Mitch didn't get to it because the first thing said, if you subscribe to this, you can read the full article.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, but it's a huge article anyway. Even the free version is a giant article. But anyway, craziness going on in Houston right now.
Yeah.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has resurfaced after a 40-day absent, and he's sporting a cane. No, they released a photo.
Oh, they found a photo of him?
They did put out a photo.
Ooh.
Let's see here.
He's rocking a Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, he is. A U.S. military dossier reveals that Hitler's personal physician kept him high with some 74 drugs, including morphine and crystal meth.
Okay.
There you go. That explains some stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy.
When they die, people can now have their tattoos removed and given to loved ones as a keepsake.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, the heart that I have on my arm for Chrissy?
Just take it out.
They can just, like...
They can go, here's this little patch of skin.
Beep.
I would take all of your tattoos and make them into a trapper keeper.
Oh, man.
An airline in Hawaii is complaining that it's losing business because there aren't enough road signs to help passengers find the airport.
What?
How many airports are in Hawaii?
I don't know. I've never been.
Me either. All you people that have been out there to Hawaii, you need to make me and Steve-O get out there.
Guys, I've never been.
Let us go. We can just go him and me. We don't have to take our families. We'll take Doug.
That's cool. He's family.
Yep. This Sunday, the NBA will experiment with a shorter 44-minute game.
What?
That's what it says.
11-minute periods?
I don't know.
11-minute quarters, I mean?
What's it supposed to be, 15?
No, I thought it was 12, right? Yeah.
Interesting.
So we'll take a minute out of each
people quarter. Are going to get mad.
Yeah, if we'd have had that extra minute, we'd have won.
That's weird.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 12-minute quarters.
Police arrested a California barber after he sliced the neck of a customer.
Whoa, dude.
What was that?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, that's what I was thinking. I was going to go Jiminy Cricket, but that's not. It was Sweeney Todd. That's who I meant. I didn't say Jiminy Cricket. Ooh, Jiminy Cricket. Did you read about this? Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook announced Tuesday that he and his wife Priscilla Chan will donate $25 million to fight Ebola.
Wow.
On his Facebook page, he's got a Facebook page. Zuckerberg explained, the Ebola epidemic is at a critical turning point. It has infected 8,400 people so far, but is spreading very quickly, and projections suggest it can infect 1 million people or more over the next several months.
That's cool.
We need to get Ebola under control in this near term so that it doesn't spread further and become a long-term global health crisis. So he has decided to donate $25 million towards research, finding a cure. That's a lot of moolah, people.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, this is... What? Oh. Macy's on Tuesday announced that it will open the doors of its department stores at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. 2 hours earlier than last year. Although Macy's is the first to announce its Thanksgiving plans, it won't be the last. Walmart, Target, and others also opened their doors on the holiday last year. We talked about this.
Yep.
For any shift that begins on Thursday, Macy's employees will be paid time and a half. A Macy's spokesperson said Thanksgiving Day shifts have already been filled voluntarily. Yeah. She said the company received feedback last year that many of its employees appreciated the opportunity to work on Thanksgiving so they could have the time off on Black Friday.
That makes sense.
The Thanksgiving shopping trend is also hot online. According to a study, 49% of shoppers plan to browse online to research products and make purchases on Thanksgiving morning. See, like the internet is quickly replacing my need to go to the store.
Amen. I did all my Black Friday online.
My parents were in town this past weekend.
Yep.
And whenever they're like, we want to get you a happy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But we didn't go to any store. I just went online and found stuff and bought it. And that was it. And it's going to come in the mail. And it's never been more convenient.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Doug.
Internet
shopping. I
did all my Black Friday stuff like that because I did not want to brave anything. And I got some killer deals online.
The online deals are something to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Okay, friends. Okay. The pest control company Orkin has named Chicago as America's rattiest city. The company based the rankings on the number of rodent treatments it performed in each city last year. Chicago topped the list, followed by L.A., Washington, D.C., New York, and San Francisco. Here's an interesting thing, because we talk about, you know, we're poor.
Okay.
But at least we're making money.
Oh, you meant like...
Me and you.
Okay. We are poor.
Yeah, and Doug, you're poor too. We're the poor club.
Are we lower? What is it? Lower class?
We're low middle class.
Low middle class.
I think. I hope. I hope that's what we are.
I'm gonna look at statistics.
Global wealth has increased from $117 trillion in 2000 to $262 trillion this year. That comes to $56,000 for each adult on Earth, if that were true. That fortune is far from evenly distributed. In 1906, the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto observed that 80% of land was owned by just 20% of the Italian population. Today, 94.5% of the world's household wealth is held by 20% of the adult population. Wealth is so unevenly distributed, I don't know how to say that.
Distributed,
that you need just 3,650 less debts to count yourself among the richest half of the world's population. So, a $77,000 a year job puts you in the wealthiest 10% in the world.
I was going to say, I was looking at middle class right now, and we are definitely not middle.
Not middle. We're lower class.
Yeah.
Lower class, baby. Wrong lower. Side of the tracks.
Yeah. Lower middle class.
That's
yeah.
what we are.
Lower.
We're lower middle class. We did it.
We did it, buddy. We're lower middle class.
What's up now, Doug? What's up now? Huh? Can't hold me down. A man can change his stars, Doug. And I did it. I wasn't born of noble breed. But I'm lower middle class now, babies.
What?
Bring it on. $798,000 put you in the ranks of the 1%. The 1%. Having advanced in years, Nancy Cohen of England had to move into a nursing home, and it was necessary for her to part with her beloved cat, Cleo.
Oh, Cleo.
Hey, Mama Cleo!
Miss Cleo.
I miss Mama Cleo. Oh, man. You could call in, Miss Mama, whatever it was. You could call in and she would predict your future.
Yeah.
And I called her all the time.
Did she ever get it right?
Well, I was always asking if they were going to have the Dragonzord at Toys R Us this week or if dinosaurs were actually going to get cloned. And pretty much they said to quit calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't get charged. So she sent Cleo to live with her former neighbors. But Cleo was having none of that. This is the cat, Cleo. Nursing home staff noticed that 2 weeks after Nancy had moved in, a cat began hanging around outside.
Oh, that's cool.
Sleeping on the benches. Nancy and her sister saw the cat, confirmed it was Cleo. The happy pair have now been officially reunited, and the pet-friendly nursing home has pledged to give Cleo a home for as long as she needs one.
Wow.
That sounds like beans. That sounds
or
like
at least
something beans
until
would
the grandma
do.
Passes away, and then they just.
I feel like Panda would be like, "Okay, that's fine. You guys go on.
Yeah,
I've got
cool.
stuff I need to do.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys on the.
I'll
reeves.
See you later." And then we would find out that Panda was a movie star.
Mm.
She'd been doing it the whole time on the side.
You had no idea.
A pizza delivery guy in Decano, Colorado. I hope that's how you say it, Decano. Is running for his municipality's council. Jerry Coates makes and delivers pizza at a local pizza shop near his home. The 18-year-old recent high school graduate says, "Campaigning terrifies me, in all honesty, because I am so young, I feel like they think I'm just a joke. So I really want to get back out and prove myself." Despite not having run for office, Coates was influenced and encouraged to run by his best friend and girlfriend's father, who is a recent retiree for the local council. The teen pizza delivery candidate has competition between a sitting councilwoman and another woman who is more than twice his age. Though sitting councilwoman Peggy Randolph stated she did not know the young pizza delivery guy running from council, their opponent seems more aware. She has been quoted in telling the teen pizza delivery worker, "More power to him." It's pretty interesting, guys. Pretty interesting news day. Siri, why are you talking to me?
Mm-mm.
Siri's over there saying, "I don't know what you said." I don't know. Okay, one more story, and then we're gonna... Oh, this is sad.
Oh, sad eyes?
Construction things happen, and they're always disappointing.
Construction things? Like
yeah.
accidents?
Well, just plans go awry.
Yeah.
And it's not quite what you thought it was gonna be. Well, a brand new 5,000 square foot lot in a gated Florida community has a lovely view of the ocean and of the vacant lot next door where the home that was built on the first lot was supposed to have been built because, you see, my friends, a builder put up the $680,000 five-bedroom home on the wrong lot.
Oh.
The problem apparently originated with some misplaced flag stakes in the original survey.
Oh.
Nobody caught the mistake until the home was finished. Keystone Homes is trying to work out a deal between the Missouri couple who paid to have the house built on their still vacant lot and the owners of the lot with the accidental home, but nothing has been worked out
quite yet.
So that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
And honey, here's our house.
Wait.
That's our house. Wait a
what?
Second.
What is our this, house?
Which? What is? Where
is
are the papers?
Playing a joke
Can
on
you
us?
Hand me the papers?
Oh man,
is this
that
the
would
right
be,
lot?
Okay,
that would be annoying.
That would be dreadful.
Yes,
your like dream home where you're retiring to Florida.
I'd love it.
You could see the ocean.
I wouldn't.
You
want to
build
Florida.
This home?
Yeah,
it's there. It's on the wrong street.
It's that's kind of it's kind of sad. Speaking of streets,
yeah,
let's look at ours. Albuquerque is streets ahead of the competition.
I like
streets
that.
Ahead. R.I.P. Pierce. Construction I-25 in Paseo. Frontage road north along I-25 between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp I-25 north at Jefferson is closed, and there's construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest. That roadway reduced to two lanes. Doesn't look like there are any accidents. We saw some blinking lights, though, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Was it
Eagle Ranch and Paseo?
Yeah.
Flashing red?
Think so. Somewhere over there. Treat it as four-way stop, people. It's not hard. You can do it. That's your look at traffic, because it's time for birthday. We're done.
Oh, yeah!
Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Doug?
Hit the wrong button.
There he is.
Oh, there
he
is.
Hit the wrong button. Doug, this morning is confusing.
This morning's confusing. It's exciting. It's a little scary.
Yep.
I've been running back and forth.
It's going to get better, though.
Don't forget the other radio station.
Sources are telling me it's going to get a lot better.
Okay.
Yep.
I want to know what this means.
I bet I know your source.
You will find out soon.
I bet it's that person. Nope.
What is that?
It might be.
Look closely. Is that who it is?
I can't confirm or deny.
I think I know what
it is.
I'm a good guesser.
October 15th, 2014, day 288. There are 77 days remaining, and I apologize right now for the birthdays this morning.
Duh. Tomorrow's going to be better.
Yes.
Tomorrow's my son's birthday, Mike, the owner of Astro Zombies,
boom.
Ethan Luck.
Boom!
Those are all just friends.
Tomorrow is officially my birthday now, just decided.
Boom!
Do you know you can switch your birthday?
No.
Yes, Jesus said to Nicodemus,
okay.
He said, you have to be born again.
Okay.
You must switch your birthday.
That's not what that
means.
And
so that's what I've decided to do.
No, it's not.
It's biblical.
Theology Thursday. Yeah.
Let's
Wednesday
continue.
Morning.
Yeah, March 16th.
It's a Wednesday, Thursday.
3/16, that's my new birthday, mm-hmm. March 16th.
First up. He is the creator of the skateboarding group The Z-Boys. You may know them from the Lords of Dogtown movie.
I've
Heath
never
Ledger.
Seen them.
Nope. Stacy Peralta.
Okay.
Owner of Peralta Skateboards. You know, if you're in the scene, you're not a poser.
Yeah, bro, you know, right. You know, I've never seen those movies.
Don't watch the movies, but watch...
the documentary?
Yeah, the documentary is really good.
Okay. 56.
That bass is killing me. It's so tiny. It sounds so tiny, Doug.
Punk rock.
What'd you say?
56.
Mm-hmm. 62.
57 years old.
Today.
I was so close. Cyndi Lauper.
Nope.
Lou Albino. Captain Lou.
I wish. I think he's dead, isn't he?
Oh,
whoa,
that's right.
Whoa. Let's quit throwing accusations
An American
around.
Actress, television producer, film producer, television director, and film director... After playing several small roles for television, she was cast as Laverne on the sitcom
Penny
Laverne
Marshall.
Surgery. Yes.
Yeah!
A League of Their Own.
Yep. Cinderella Man.
Oh, man.
Mateo.
Cinderella Man was an incredible movie.
She directed Big.
She
did. Directed Big?
Yeah.
Wow. Penny Marshall.
Okay.
All right. She is, man, 70.
71.
71 is correct.
Yeah, man!
That's correct.
I've been off by one every time.
I like to replace
all two times
Delilah with Mateo.
Ah,
it
yes.
gives people a gentle feeling.
Mm.
Mateo. Go ahead, Doug.
Next up, one half. Oh, the Carpenters.
Oh,
oh, I can't remember.
I was like, it's Carl Weathers' birthday. Yes.
It's the girl.
No.
No, it's the
Karen.
Guy.
It's not Carl Weathers?
No.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. From,
he's an actor.
I know, and when he dies in Happy Gilmore.
Shut up, Happy.
And he's got the wooden hand.
But then he gets his hand back.
He gets his hand back.
He's playing the piano.
He's playing piano,
it's
man.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips.
Carl Weathers also had a big role in Arrested Development.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spectacular role in Arrested Development.
Richard Carpenter.
Oh, Richard Carpenter.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, bubby?
He is 63.
He is 69.
He is 68 years
old.
Oh,
my God!
Dude, you were so...
I almost said 68. Dude.
Next up, television chef known for kicking it up a notch.
Guy Fieri?
Nope.
What's his face? With
Emerald.
Yes. Emerald.
Bam!
Bam! Bam! My mom's telling me one time, she's like, I've been watching Emerald. Bam!
Fifty-five years old.
Oh.
Next up,
LaToya.
Nope.
Tito.
Yes.
Yeah, I got one.
Wow.
Tito. Nobody cares about Tito. I care
about
Tito.
That tells you why he's on his birthday today.
That's right. It's a bad birthday day. Tito.
Wish it was Carl Weathers' birthday. Tito Jackson is 60.
Okay, Tito is...
Remember when the Jacksons were going to get back together after Michael Jackson died and just totally tried to make money off of that?
Take a second look. Okay, 61.
61 is correct.
Tito, I love you.
I hate everything.
I've gotten two right this morning.
I've been off by one.
Penny Marshall and Tito Jackson.
This is stupid.
Two of the most important people in history.
Oh.
And the final
Genuine?
Verdict.
Oh,
Genuine, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Turn it up, Doug. Oh, no.
What? How is this not a great birthday day?
In eighth grade, dude. In eighth grade,
Tito Jackson.
This was the decision maker. This
Genuine.
Was where this song would come on. You're like, okay, I really like that girl, and I can dance, right? This is the song to dance to, right? I should do this.
Nope.
I should do this. I'm in eighth grade and I'm sweaty.
I threw up everywhere.
Okay,
dang it.
Girls are cool. Girls are cool. I'm cool. You're cool. You're cool. Just get out there. Do it. Do the right thing. Don't do the wrong thing. Do the right thing. It's okay. You can dance. Dancing is okay. Right?
Oh.
Right? Where are my friends? Oh, they're all dancing. Oh, everybody else is dancing. Except for her. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to go. Oh, no. Billy Don Hall asked her to dance. Crap.
That's such a Billy-ish move to do, too.
Yep.
Nah, he's such a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go cry behind this chair. Eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade. Genuine is 47 years old.
Genuine is 43.
He is 44 years old.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I always thought that would be a great song for karaoke. Not a good song for karaoke. I saw some people do it in Nashville.
This, bad.
It was awful.
Ugh.
It was like, oh, you're ruining Genuine. How are you doing
That's
that?
Bad.
How are you doing that?
There's a cover that came out like in 2008, 2009, like a rock cover, and it went to like number, like it was in the top 10 of the Billboard charts. All right. On this day in what year? 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote a letter to presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln suggesting he can improve his appearance by growing a beard.
1863.
1862.
1860.
Dang it!
We were right there.
So close.
So close.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
In the same what year? I Love Lucy premiered on CBS.
Ooh.
1954.
1953.
1951.
Oh, man!
We're in the decade.
We're in the zone.
AutoZone.
Right, O'Reilly.
In this day in what year? Soviet President Gorbachev was named the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
What? That's not American.
Okay, so Star Wars came out in 1977, and this music, and when it started playing, I was just going to yell 1977. So I'm sticking with 1977.
1986.
1990. This day in what year? Nelson Mandela was named the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end apartheid in South Africa.
2010.
2001.
1993.
Dang it. That's the year of Jurassic Park.
On this day in what year? Iraqis voted to approve a constitution.
Oh, yeah!
Woo! 2003.
What was this?
No.
Shield?
No.
What
no.
was this?
2008.
2005
is correct.
Yeah! Good job.
I got one, guys.
You got
I
one.
Got one. Iraqi Freedom.
And your number one song today?
It's pronounced Iraq.
It's Iraq.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. But today they're in my face. I hate everything.
I was still bummed that the Beatles ripped off the Boyz II Men version of this.
Yeah, what a bunch of jerks.
The Boyz II Men version was so good. This was just like, what? Acoustic guitars and whatever? Come on, man. Boyz II Men.
I thought they were progressive people.
Beatles, stop ripping off Boyz II Men.
Come on, guys.
Gosh.
Do it right.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do it right, let the other people do it.
Yeah.
The pros do it.
1964. 1966. 1965.
Oh!
Dang it.
That's what
I was going to say originally. Today is hand washing day.
Yeah!
Take your parents to lunch day.
Woo!
National Grouch Day.
Yeah!
Mushroom Day. And yeah. Red Wine Day.
Hey-o!
Red wine.
We got a great show for you today. It is Wednesday, which means Comics Corner. It means Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah.
You never know what may happen around here. We're excited. You should be too. Coming back. We got some William Beckett, some Judah and the Lion, some Amberlynn, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No! Stat!
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever. Careful,
we got an accident to report. I-40 East at 4th Street. That's exit 159A. There is an accident. And 40 Eastbound starting to get a little bit congested around that accident. It's down to about 30 miles an hour. Be careful around there. Pay attention to what you're doing. We've got road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And, of course, the construction at I-25 and Paseo. Related to that, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. And the on-ramp at I-25 north in Jefferson is closed. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
And goodness and glory brought to you by our friend, Wooly.
Wooly!
Good morning, everybody. Yeah! Good morning. What's up?
Doug was right. He said it was going to get better.
He did. We didn't believe him because we're like, dude, it's Monday, Wednesday. I don't know how it's going to get better.
Oh, but it's hump day. What?
Welcome
oh,
to
yeah.
the studio.
Oh, love it.
Our boy Wooly. Now, this is just another thing I love about it. The relationships that we build through the morning show, and then you're in studio hanging out with us now.
I love you guys, man.
I love you, man.
I appreciate y'all
letting me come
in and swing by. I love
Heck
you guys so much.
It's so cool.
So tell everybody about your adventure.
Yeah, dude, you had an adventure of adventures.
I did. I had a mild odyssey of sorts.
I like that.
So I went up to Boulder, Colorado to see one of the bands that has played here on Static Radio, The Lone Bellow.
Yes! Woo!
Oh, man. Super great. Out of Brooklyn, New York, representing. And three-part harmony. You guys have heard them. They're pretty awesome. Yeah. Awesome. One thing that is little known, though, that you wouldn't find from the radio is that their live show is just as incredible as their music.
Nice. Wow.
Brought the energy. Brought the passion. Even when little things went wrong, broke you know, three guitar strings out of the middle of nowhere, just throws the guitar on his back and just stands present, shoulders back, and belts it.
Ah,
yeah.
Like a boss.
That's cool.
Like a boss.
Speaking of bosses, Hugh Bob and the Hustle was the opener band.
Okay.
Pretty great. Check them out. But altogether, I'm not saying this lightly, the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah. You go to shows.
Like, I do go to shows.
You love shows.
I love shows. The best overall performance show I've ever seen. The music, obviously incredible, but an incredible time. Totally worth it. Show got out. It's about a solid hour and 45 minutes. And then immediately after, at 11:15 p.m., I decided, you know, this is going to be real smart. I'll just down a few five-hour energies and drive back to Albuquerque.
Gosh.
So rolled in about 20 minutes ago and thought I'd swing by and say
here.
Hey to the fellas.
That's so awesome, man.
Love you guys.
I love you.
Oh, man.
I did that once, and I am so thankful that I'm alive. me and my dear friend Chris Chicago, the C-Doublicious, he's got a hip-hop show here on Friday nights. He is our resident hip-hop guy. He's out of Nashville now, but we were both huge WWE fans.
Yes!
And so
yes!
We went
Brother.
Up to Denver
oh, no.
to go see a pay-per-view.
Oh.
And then that next night, Monday night, they had Monday Night Raw.
Woo!
And then on Tuesday, they did SmackDown because SmackDown was taped at the time. Whoa. So we saw a pay-per-view.
Golly.
We saw Monday Night Raw live.
Stop.
And then we saw SmackDown live the next night. SmackDown got out. It was around the same time. It was like 11-ish.
Yeah.
And we had to be on the radio the next day.
No.
And C-Dub's like, bro, let's just hit a gas station. I got your back. I'm up all night with you. And I'm like, all right, man.
Game
and
time.
We got like 10 minutes on the road, and he was like,
that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
I'm and so, like, I had to roll the windows down.
Yes.
I can't have energy drinks because I'm already so energetic that my heart will literally explode. And so, I seriously had to roll the windows down, and I listened to The Beautiful Letdown. That was like the latest Switchfoot record. I listened to that on repeat all the way back to Albuquerque. So, anytime I hear a song from that record, I immediately go, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was about the Raton Pass the first time.
Oh no.
Yeah. That was about the Raton
Pass. Yeah. Good old Trinidad, cool. New Mexico, or Trinidad, Colorado. Driving through.
Oh yes. A beautiful letdown.
Dude.
We used to drive overnight all the time in Waverly. I was the main one that would drive overnight. We would break it up into shifts sometimes, but when we started touring in the beginning, I would do like the overnight. It was me and Coon, usually. And I would just stay up and drive.
You're like, gotta play the jams.
I do. I gotta play them. And I figured out that you would think like fast, exciting music would keep you awake, you know?
No.
Not me. The more double bass pedal there was, the faster I would go to sleep every time. So I would end up listening to Damien Rice.
Oh, no.
And just getting into it, man. Singing and belting it.
Feeling it in your heart.
I was.
I couldn't do that by myself, man. I'm so thankful you're alive today.
Oh,
this
I thank you.
Good.
No, I'm the same way, as Mateo, man. I got to belt it.
Yeah.
My throat's a little sore, but it's totally worth it. Made it back alive.
That's good.
Game time,
That's
game
good.
Face. You got to turn up sometimes.
Man. Turn it up.
YOLO.
Turn
YOLO. YOLO if you're
YOLO,
a
YOLO, Doug.
YOLO. It's real
woolly.
Woolly only live once.
Don't stop till I get enough, and I can't get enough.
Oh, man.
That lone bellow, baby.
Dude, I'm glad you had a great time at
the show. Oh, it was a blast. This is a blast,
We
man.
Premiered a new lone bellow track yesterday, and people loved it.
Yeah, they did.
It was great. So, great new music Tuesday yesterday. Good stuff from them. I can't wait till the record's done. Hearing their music, I would have assumed they were from Nashville.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, like, old Elvis-type influences.
Yeah,
But they also have that kind of 50s, 60s rock background with it into the country scene. So
it's good, man.
That's cool.
That new track we premiered yesterday, he was mentioning Marvin Gaye influences.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like, you know, it was just, they're an incredible band.
They have like a Motown Americana thing.
Yeah, which
is weird.
And I think
it's great.
Yeah.
It's unique.
It's very unique.
You know?
Yeah, so fan of that. We should just play some Lone Bellow.
Why not? You know, just why not?
Hey, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, don't forget Shock Therapy Live with our boy Nate Heitzig. That's going to be amazing. We're
excited. Before that, though, Comics Corner at 8.
Yeah, Comics Corner at 8 o'clock. And you need to get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tomorrow, 8:30 a.m., the interview of interviews.
Yes, it is. We're interviewing Mr. Kirk Cameron himself.
Gosh, we have him on the show for a solid 30, so we're really, really excited. I can't wait.
You're speechless.
I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do.
Just
it's Kirk
there.
Cameron. They interviewed us before we could interview him.
What?
Yeah. There was a screening process.
Because...
you know what I told him?
What did you say?
I said, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right now.
Maybe rain or shine.
And they said, you cannot conduct you
can't,
interviews.
No, you can't do that.
And so I was like, well. And then Steve-O luckily passed the screening process.
Dude, yeah, they were worried because we're a little different than normal.
Slightly. You're not TBN, no.
Yes. And normal,
we
like,
could be.
Conservative Christian radio, if you will.
Hallelujah.
So they were worried we were going to try and prank him or like shock jock him
or
something.
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude. It's Mike Siever, bro. I'm really looking forward to this in real life.
I have actual questions.
Not just
questions.
To make fun. We're serious, bro.
I've got his action
We're
figure.
Really excited. We want to talk to him.
We have fan questions.
It's coming up tomorrow at 8:30, so keep it locked for that. All right, right now, without further ado, brand new track, The Lone Bellow. They got a new record coming out. It's not done, but you heard some.
January 2015 is when it's dropping.
Nice.
So check it out. It is beautiful. They played some new tracks. Actually, live songs that they wrote that'll be on the album. Dropped those last night, and so they're incredible. Just get excited. Get excited and pick it up on January.
Dude. Brand new Lone Bellow. Then came The Morning, and that's exactly what Wooly was waiting for because he drove all night to get back to Albuquerque.
Through The Morning.
Then came The Morning.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. All right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hey guys, let's take a look at traffic.
Heck yeah!
Right now, Paseo eastbound is a nightmare. Down to about 14 miles an hour. It's all to do with the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Related to that, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. I'm just going to tell you, if you can find a different way to go other than Paseo, that would be the one you want to pick. Find an alternate route, because this is a mess. Look at that, Steve-O. It's crazy. Also, we have an accident, I-40 East at 4th Street, and 40 eastbound is also starting to get a little backed up, especially around the Coors area, which is a little west of that. But you can expect from around Coors to that accident at 4th Street to be going a bit slower, around 30 miles an hour on the interstate, which is never fun. Also, construction Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest, that roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. And then we have a little bit of congestion on 40 westbound over on the far east side around Wantabo and Eubank in Wyoming. So be careful out there and pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I want to remind you guys, coming up tomorrow, 8:30, we're going to be interviewing the one, the only.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
We are?
No.
What?
No.
What?
Gonna be interviewing Kirk Cameron. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh.
Sorry.
Steve,
he's Mike Siever.
I have a great idea.
Oh, okay.
I just got this.
Just now.
I have a fantastic idea.
I think
I just had an idea. What we're gonna do, you and I.
Yeah.
We're gonna take Dawn and the cats.
Okay.
You're gonna take Chrissy and the kids.
Okay.
In Indiana.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take Doug and Shannon.
Okay.
Possibly their baby.
Okay.
We're going to take Wooly.
Uh-huh.
And we're all going to move to Hawaii.
What?
Because that's as far away from Ebola as we can get right now.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah, interesting. This morning, learned word that a second hospital employee
that cared for the first guy that came back from Liberia with Ebola, a second health worker, has Ebola.
Second! Hospital worker!
And they're not sure how it's happening, but it's happening.
And the CDC's like, well, obviously you didn't use all the proper care. And the hospital's like, we're one of the best medical facilities in the state of Texas, which is the best state. So, obviously we took proper care. You know who we need to be praying for? Our boy Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan Walker. I have a bunch of friends in Dallas.
Yeah, my family's in Dallas.
Jay Bird, our original sound guy, he lives in Dallas. He's going to seminary, he and his wife and their kid.
Michael David lives out there. All my cousins on my dad's side.
Okay, Dr. Daniel Varga, Chief Clinical Officer of Texas Health Resources, he's quoted as saying, I don't think we have a systematic institutional problem, referring to the hospital itself.
Okay.
He told reporters Wednesday, facing questions about the hospital's actions, medical staff may have done some things differently with the benefit of what we know today. He said, adding, no one wants to get this right more than our hospital.
Right.
Because that's where it is.
They're ground zero at this point for what could be, oh, man.
It could be the beginning. Walking Dead. Nope.
Stop it!
No.
Dude, the strain, World War Z, the Christ virus, all these, like...
Now, my conspiracy friends would tell me
right.
that the Illuminati's been warning us media for years, and this is the real deal. It's funny how it always works out that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, the newest person that's contracted it, they live alone, they have no pets, and she has quickly been moved into isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian. Guys, pray for that situation. We have friends in Dallas. I'm sure you have friends in Dallas.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, pray for those people and pray that they have wisdom and clarity and that somebody will be able to find a cure for this thing. Because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that we were just talking. Of course it would end up in the United States. Of course it would. So, I mean, it's just weird that it's not in, like, Britain. It's not in, you know, China. It's not in Australia. It was in Spain, but they went crazy, and they were overkill and everything. I don't know if it's still there at all, but, man, just pray about the whole situation. Don't panic. Don't get all crazy. Don't flood your Facebook with conspiracy theories. Just pray. Maybe God wants us to go out with Ebola, man.
Stop it. Gosh, dude.
No, that's a bad way to look at it.
But yeah, it is.
It is crazy. And we live.
It is.
We just have to pray.
Just to make it today.
Just to make it today. Hey, you know what? We should just play DC Talk. If we just played
Stop it.
DC Talk.
Don't start this already.
For the rest of the day.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live. Our boy, Pastor Nate Heitzig, last week was answering questions based upon DC Talk songs. Gosh. Speaking of ginormous bands and amazing songs, Bono. They were interviewed this week, all the members of U2, in fact. The band solicited questions from fans via their official Facebook page. They were probably anticipating questions about the surprise release of their record.
I read that Bono issued an apology.
Yes, this is it. His response started out pretty amazingly. He said, oops.
Oops.
Yeah, the question was, can you please never release an album on iTunes that automatically downloads to people's playlists ever again? It's really rude.
Rude.
He said, oops. I'm sorry about that. I had this beautiful idea. We might have gotten a bit carried away with ourselves. Artists are prone to that kind of thing. A drop of megalomania, a touch of generosity, a dash of self-promotion, and deep fear that these songs that we poured our lives into over the last few years mightn't be heard. There's a lot of noise out there, I guess. We got a little noisy ourselves to get through it. They all answered questions as part of an event called hashtag U2 No Filter, which aimed to promote today's physical release of Songs of Innocence, which actually came out yesterday.
Yes.
That being said, gosh, there are 13 full-length studio albums by U2. That means a lot of songs. In fact, there are 141 U2 songs that were just on their 13 full-length studio albums. We have a list. Gosh, we have an incredible list.
It's a huge list.
It is a huge list incorporating all 141 songs.
It's a huge list.
In what is the greatest countdown list I've ever seen in my entire life. Every U2 song ranked. Every single one.
Dang, dude.
Dang, dude.
I feel like a superstar because immediately I said, if this song isn't number one, this list is discredited and it sucks.
Yep.
And I nailed number one.
He nailed it.
And number two and number three.
Oh,
I just looked at the,
you did.
At the list and I was like, yep.
Big U2
yep.
fan.
I am a fan of this list. So we'll have to do that coming up. Of course, coming back,
yeah.
We've got Comics Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, yeah.
When will we do this? I don't even know.
We don't know. We might wait till tomorrow.
The ultimate tease.
Yeah.
That's me.
Good.
Coming back, Comics Corner.
Yeah?
Some Twin Forks.
Yeah?
And that guy over there.
Me.
Yeah. That's you.
That's cool.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
I had a friend of mine text me a while ago and say, I guess I missed the traffic report. Paseo is gridlocked.
Oh, no!
And I was like, I actually did say something about
it. You did.
And I will repeat it. Paseo is a gridlock right now. You're down to maybe 15 miles an hour all the way from Coors to I-25. So that whole stretch sucks. Choose an alternate route. You can do it. I believe in you. All that having to do with the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Our boy Wooly, shout out to him. He stopped by and said hello. He brought us food. And he just left, and I'm sad.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. Wooly the boss. Yeah. Also, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. On-ramps closed I-25 North at Jefferson. Also, we have an accident. Two lanes are blocked. I-25 South at Avenue Cesar Chavez. That's going to be a mess. So if you're going southbound, maybe to the airport, good luck with that. Also, we have road construction roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And it looks like I-40 eastbound before, like, west of Coors and right up towards Coors. I don't know if there's been an accident or what, but that's down to about 16 miles an hour. So a lot of traffic, a lot of congestion this morning. Be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Are we ready?
Yeah, I think we're just going to skip Comics Corner this week. I think we're going to do the weather window. And it's for an hour. We talk about weather. We talk about barometric pressure. We talk about the different kinds of cloud and the precipitation that they create. It's going to be great. So are you weather fans out there? Get ready. We got a storm of knowledge for you coming up right now.
All right, fine. It's Weather Wednesday,
it's
everyone.
It's Weather Wednesday.
Welcome to it. All right. We're excited to have you here today. Hey, mostly sunny today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s.
That's just nice.
Yeah. Tonight, 45 is your low. Mostly clear. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Lots going on. There's some gusts north-northwest. 3 whole miles per hour.
That's incredible, guys.
I know.
You're going to want... Now, tell me what the barometric pressure is doing.
Oh, barometric pressure. It's like under pressure.
Well, that's not good, because that means it's going to rain.
It's going to rain, guys. Not true, actually. Looking at your 10-day forecast, the barometric pressure, it's going to be totally cool. It won't succumb to that peer pressure until about Sunday afternoon.
There's only one thing you don't want to succumb to, and that's the barometric pressure.
Ah, I got you.
It's worse than the peer pressure.
Sunday, there's a chance of storm, so it looks like Sunday is going to succumb to that peer barometric pressure.
Ooh.
It's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. You know what else is unfortunate?
This.
This. Let's do Comics Corner.
Yeah!
This is awful.
Nerds
to the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I'm ready, but I'm ready, and I'm ready, and I'm ready, and I'm ready, and I'm ready.
I don't know anything. I don't know. I don't know about socks.
Comics Corner.
Just do it, nerd.
Just do it.
Welcome to Comics Corner.
Hey, everybody.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies. 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com. Or, of course, you can give them a call. 232-7800 for more information. That's 232-7800. It is a ginormous day. NYCC stands for New York Comic Con, for those that aren't in the comics game.
Yeah, holy snot, a lot of stuff came out over the weekend.
Gosh, dude, yeah. For those of you who are excited about the Marvel Cinematic Universe but don't really know a whole lot about comics, this was your weekend because they made some serious announcements.
They did. Should we talk about announcements
first?
Yeah,
dude, our boy Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Robert Downey Jr., who has signed on at this point up until Comic-Con, he was basically doing Avengers 2.
And Avengers 3.
And that was it.
That was all he
had. That was all that was left on his contract.
Until this weekend, it was announced he has signed on to do a major role in Captain America 3.
Oh, man.
And people started throwing around this little phrase called Civil War. Which, if you don't know anything about comics, God bless you.
Yeah, Civil War.
But if you're like us, you know way too much about it.
Civil War is incredible. One of my absolute favorite story arcs of all time, without getting too heavy into it. Basically, it will pit Captain America against Iron Man because the government is going to demand the superheroes register because they realize they're basically walking weapons. And so the government wants superheroes to register to become government agents. In doing so, you will have to reveal your secret identity. Obviously, Tony Stark, who is Iron Man, is like, well, bro, I'm already out. Everybody already knows I'm Tony Stark, so that's no problem for me. And Captain America's like, whoa, that infringes upon our civil liberties. Mm-hmm. As Americans, you cannot force us to give our first and last name.
Right.
And Tony Stark's like, whoa, bro, just be cool, man. Just sign up for the government stuff. And Captain America's like, son, I've been a part of America since before you were born. I was with your daddy in World War II. I will bend you over this knee and spank you. And
I don't think
Iron
he
man
said that last
was
part.
Like,
I think that
you do not tell me what to do, old man. Okay. And Captain America's like, I am the captain. Do you see the star on my chest? It means captain.
I feel like that's not why.
And then they start fighting, and then there are superheroes who are like, I'm with Tony Stark. My name is Josh Honor. And they were like, what? And he was like, I'm a really unknown superhero. And it was like, okay, well, you can be the janitor of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, stop.
That's not how it went?
Listen.
Right.
So Civil War does pit Captain America versus Iron Man, and they have two ideologies behind them.
Yes.
A lot of people think this is going to be direct fallout from Age of Ultron, which is Avengers 2, that comes out in May of next year. And Tony Stark kind of, it's a little deviation from comics because this dude named Ant-Man, named Hank Pym, he made up Ultron in the comics, but we know, you probably don't because you're not a nerd like us, but we know that Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, is coming out before Ant-Man.
Yep.
So obviously there's going to be a little bit of a difference. I think Tony Stark's going to play more of a role
in
creating Ultron.
More, yeah,
so Jarvis. This explains, though, why Tony Stark would be like, because apparently Ultron's just going to be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And Avengers are going to get, you know, dismantled and disassembled. And Ultron's just going to just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
So that would explain why Tony Stark, coming out of that, would be more willing to support a government hero registration act.
Right.
And Captain America, of course, would be like, oh, no, I'm from World War II. I was asleep in ice for 60 years, and this is what America really is.
Yeah.
Because he knows.
And, you know, I'm sure Tony Stark, he's totally for capitalism and gain and profit. And
yeah, man.
Look, you're going to get a job. You're going to be a superhero. You're going to work for the government. They're going to give you a paycheck. This is a really good idea. And Cap's like, no. And the pivotal moment
is
when Peter Parker, a.k.a.
Spider-Man,
joins with Tony Stark and unmasks on national television.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that?
This is the problem, because Spider-Man, as we all know, is the movie rights are owned by Sony.
Right.
But there have been a lot of rumors in the past month,
specifically
that Sony has been talking to Marvel.
To partner to bring the universes together.
Which Spider-Man desperately needs.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that way too much.
Mm-hmm.
We are passionate about Spider-Man here at Comics Corner because he's our favorite.
He is.
But anyway, so there's a lot of things going into this. A lot of questions. Because also, in the current Marvel movie universe, everybody knows who all of the Avengers are.
Right.
Everybody already knows. Everybody knows who Iron Man is. It's Tony Stark. He publicly admitted it.
Yep.
Everybody knows who Captain America is. It's Steve Rogers. He came back from the dead.
Right.
Everybody knows who Black Widow is because at the end of Captain America 3, she's straight up. There's a scene where they're like, Captain America 2, where she's at the end of Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, how do we know we can trust you? And she's like, I just dumped all the files of our identities on the internet.
Right.
How can you not trust us?
Right.
So then that means that everybody knows who the Avengers are. So who's going to unmask? Who's going to play that pivotal role that Spider-Man plays in the story?
Spider-Man.
There are no heroes to be unmasked in the Marvel Universe right now.
Yeah.
Of course, then I saw an interesting thing where somebody says, excuse me, have you been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? because there have been some characters that have been popping up in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
that people don't really know who they are, and they have powers.
Yep.
Not to mention we're going to get Quicksilver, we're going to get Scarlet Witch, we're going to get Vision. We've got Daredevil on the way, which they released the first images of Daredevil from his TV series. He looks great. He looks like a ninja, and some people are complaining about it, but those people are idiots. Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Listen to me. That's all you need to do. So, I don't know. It's going to be a huge story. A huge... What the...
Mitch.
Sneaky ghost.
Yeah.
Sneaky ghost. So anyway, that's what's going on with Marvel. Also, like I said, Netflix released the first images and an official plot synopsis from Daredevil, which is going to be a Netflix series. It's going to be great. What else? Batman versus Superman is going to be filming in New Mexico. In Deming, New Mexico.
Road
in November.
Trip!
They were going to film in Africa, but Ebola, so yeah. They can't. So they're filming in Deming.
Yeah. True story.
That's true.
Now, here's the thing. What's interesting is we've been talking a lot about Superman, Batman, and that entire thing and how incredible that's going to be. Of course, Marvel didn't want to balk at Cap 3.
Nope.
So they're like, we'll put you head-to-head, bro. We'll see what happens. And now with the announcement that Captain America 3 is, in fact, Captain America 3 Civil War, like...
That means it's going to be Captain America versus Iron Man.
Yeah.
Which means in April of 2016, we're going to get Batman versus Superman and the official kickoff of the DC movie thing. And then in May, we're going to get Captain America 3. Dude, what is happening? We live in a world of comic book movies.
Yeah.
And they're big. They're big deals.
Very exciting things coming up in the cinematic world. Also, of course, in the television world, there's some great things going on. DC right now, Gotham on Mondays. Which has been really, really, really dark.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy, it reminds me of The Long Halloween. That's what it reminds me of.
I like
it. It's got that feel to it. Pre-Batman, obviously, if you're not watching, you know, it's still Bruce Wayne. He's a little kid. But it's also very reminiscent of Gotham Central, which was written by Ed Brubaker,
who
also did the Captain America series with the Winter Soldier. He wrote an entire series based upon the police department. Imagine being a normal police officer in this city where there's a dude running around dressed like a bat.
Crazy.
And the bad guys are super villains. And you're an average everyday cop. And so that's kind of what you're getting right now with Gotham. We still haven't seen the like superheroes yet or supervillains. So waiting on that. But it's still been a very interesting show. Again, that's like... That's for a more mature audience.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's funny because the main guy that's in it was in the OC. And when he was in the OC, he had this look that he would do where he kind of looked to his, in his periff. I like to look in my periff.
He's brooding.
He would brood in towards the periff. And he does it in Gotham. And I think it's so funny. He really does. Like, it'll pan on him or it'll film and he'll be going,
like, Jim kind of look.
He's like, what's going on back there? I don't know. Why don't you just turn around and look?
Yeah.
Quit
yeah.
looking over your shoulder. You're not going to see the whole thing. Your periff is limited.
Man. Is he the new David Caruso
from
CSI?
That's exactly
like,
what
episode,
it is.
He's like ripping off his sunglasses.
Doug, did you watch the OC? Did you ever watch? Okay, you know what I'm talking about? How he would do.
Yeah.
He does that in Gotham. It's awesome. Doug's shaking his head yes, everyone.
Yeah. Speaking of television shows, also last night, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You didn't have a chance to watch it yet.
Didn't get to watch it.
It's another one that's like, hey, that was a good episode. They're building to something.
They are.
Thank you, Captain America 2, for making the show way less lame.
It's so much better this season. Was Mockingbird in it last?
Nope.
Okay, they're building to that.
Yeah.
They're going to introduce a huge... Okay, and that's another thing. Like, that's another character that's coming around.
Absolutely.
Mockingbird was a big deal in the comics. Was once married to Hawkeye. She was part of the Thunderbolts, which was crazy. This whole comic series, it was crazy, crazy, crazy.
That's awesome.
So that's another thing. Like,
yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. has really stepped up its game. I didn't get to watch it.
It was pretty good. Here's the disservice. Here's what sucks.
Tell the people.
You look at our stack. If you're on the webcam, you can look at our stacks of comics. We've got like our IDW stack. We've got our DC stack. And then we've got our Marvel stack, which is 7 times larger than
anything
else.
It's actually a stack.
You and I are
it's a pile.
Huge. We're Marvel guys through and through. We really are Marvel guys. So I really prefer Marvel.
Marvel-like.
This morning, however, I'm sporting a Flash t-shirt.
Tell them why.
The Flash comes on at 7 p.m., and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes on at 8, and I'm so sorry, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but man, the 7 o'clock show is the show.
Yeah.
Last night, we got the second episode of The Flash on CW, and my kids watched that with me. They also watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is about as far as I'll let them go television-wise.
Yeah.
Because it's still a really rad show. There are moments where it's like, nope!
Yeah.
Good thing we DVR'd it. Fast forward. However, last night we watched Flash, and then we watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I said, what'd you guys think? And Jack actually was the first one to chime in. He turned to me and he said, honestly, it was good, but I think The Flash is way more inspiring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, why? You know, and he's like, I don't know, you watch The Flash and it just makes you want to do good things. And that's exactly the feel I got last night from The Flash. It bums me out because it makes me think that that's what Spider-Man, the TV series, could have been. Because it's exactly it. It's like he's got a huge rogues gallery. They're still kicking off his origin story. Last night, again, it was just the second episode of The Flash, but already it was the highest rated CW premiere in the history of the network.
Pretty crazy.
It topped Smallville. It topped Vampire Diaries. It topped Gossip Girl. Mm-hmm. It topped 90210. It topped Arrow. It topped Arrow season 3 premiere. It was the biggest premiere in that station's history. And I'm glad because it is the raddest superhero show.
Flash is awesome.
It's great and it's not too dark. And it really is one of those, man, inspiring, gives you the goosebumps and makes you want to do better. Because it's all about this hero and all he wants to do is good. He's been given this talent. He's been given this ability. And it's not like the angsty teenagery, but I don't know.
Yeah,
he just flat out is a good dude. Barry Allen just wants to be a good guy, and all he's ever wanted to do is save his dad and be the hero because he grew up around these police officers, and so he just wants to do good. So it's cool.
That's cool.
There's no reluctant hero. It's just all about a guy who wants to do good things. So really, really enjoyed that last night.
I like that.
It was fantastic. So
speaking of huge premieres.
Yeah.
And dark TV shows.
Dude, yeah.
I couldn't watch Flash last night because Dawn and I were watching The Walking Dead.
Whoa. Haven't seen it.
Okay. I understand why everybody was saying, holy crap.
Largest cable television
17 yeah. point something million people.
And to put that in perspective, The Flash was the biggest CW premiere of all time with 4.7 million viewers. 4.7 million. It was like, dang, dude. The Arrow season 3 premiere only had 4.1 million. That's a lot of people. Oh, 17 million people chimed in for The
Good
Walking Dead.
Grief.
Largest cable television show in history.
And I'll tell you what, man. Last season, if you're a fan, you know that The Walking Dead was kind of a slow burn. There were a few episodes here and there where things were getting intense. But for the most part, it was kind of, let's just build up these characters.
They
and so that was kind of slow.
37 yards an episode.
They like, did. That was it was like, are we going to Mordor? What happened?
Yeah.
What part of our journey is this? Where are we? But this season,
oh man,
Doug and I were talking about it. I mean, come on.
Really?
Oh. It's out of the gate like, you're going to die. And so if I have to look back at last season and say they were building to this season, then I'm totally glad that I got last season.
Man, I sometimes have a hard time with that. I mean, obviously we're fans, but I think of the people who aren't, who just kind of fringe watch or binge, you know, and they're like, we're going to binge watch this. And it was like, I couldn't get past, like those, for those that watch Breaking Bad, I couldn't get past season one.
Well, you got to commit.
Like, yeah.
You got to commit. You got to realize.
It gets better. And it's like, man, but couldn't it just be good all the time?
It took me forever to get through season one of Breaking Bad. Yeah. It took me like a year and a half to get through season one.
Yeah.
But then when you got to the end of season one, you were hooked.
Yeah.
You were totally hooked.
Yeah.
This, I can't express to you guys, the first one was so intense. It is not for kids in any way.
It seems like they've
stepped it up from how it was. Now it's not, I don't know if it's for teenagers anymore. I don't know if it's for me. It's so intense. I'm like sitting there going, can they do that?
Ugh.
Can they show that?
Ugh.
It was, oh my gosh, so intense.
Yeah.
And just compelling. Ooh. Like riveting is the word.
There
it is. You're locked in. You are locked
Boom.
Into that show. Woo. Walking Dead.
I'll catch it.
You will.
I will.
It'll catch you.
I was busy watching The Flash, man. It was so inspiring and good.
The greatest thing about The Walking Dead, it's the juxtaposition of who the enemy really is.
Right.
Because the people are so... I mean, the zombies are going to do their thing.
Right, they're zombies.
They're zombies.
But they're carnal. They don't know.
Eat. That's all they do. They walk around and eat things.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
The people are the maniacs. Yeah. They're the villains. Yeah. And it's... And I'll appreciate this. There's one character on the show who is sticking to his guns, and he's awesome.
Okay.
Booyah. Okay.
It is Comics Corner, brought to you in part by Astro Zombies, astrozombies.com. You ready to dig into comic books?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, yesterday, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue 39 released. Very excited about that. IDW, an independent comic book company, they put out such things as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers, G.I. Joe, like things you loved when you were a kid. They're doing a crossover event right now. It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
I haven't read it yet because I was like, really? I don't know how I... Okay. They do a lot of crazy things. And one of them is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'll tell you guys right now, if you grew up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you have got to read this.
Yeah, he texts me a picture of a character that pops up in it, and I was like, no way!
Dude, if you were a fan of the cartoon as a kid, if you just dug the Ninja Turtles, this really is, I lost my mind. I'm not going to spoil it, because I had no idea.
It was pretty cool.
They were bringing this character in, but I took a picture, and I sent it to you, and lost my mind.
Yeah.
And then I went, ah, to Chrissy, and she was like, I don't remember that person. And it was just like, get out of my life!
Get out! You go it!
You don't know me!
Sleep in the garage!
Ninja Turtles. On the cover, no spoilers, on the cover, you've got the turtles, you've got Slash, who is the big old giant turtle, and then you've got some Bebop and Rocksteady action.
Hey-o.
On the cover.
And we saw the movie, some early conceptual art from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that came out this summer that was terrible.
Yeah.
Except for kids. I wish I was a kid so I could have enjoyed it. There was conceptual art for Krang, Bebop, and Rocksteady, and a shredder that actually made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew? And the turtles actually looked way better.
They went super amped up steroid version of everybody.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, if you weren't a fan of that, but you still love the Ninja Turtles, I highly recommend this Eastman and Waltz comic series. It is by IDW. Again, issue 39 released yesterday, and there's some cool stuff in it right now. You know, Splinter and the Turtles are like, bro, we got to take down Shredder. He's a bad guy. And then Donatello is the nerd who's like, there's this alien. His name is Krang, and he's building a technodrome to wipe out the entire planet. And they're like, yeah, but Splinter's really bad, and we got to kill him because he's a bad guy.
Splinter?
I mean, Shredder.
Oh.
And that's what Splinter wants to do. Splinter's like, no, we got to go kill Orokusaki.
Orokusaki.
He's evil, and he must die. And they're like, yeah, no, I'm with Master Splinter. And Donatello's like, okay, guys, he's taking out, like, city street corners. And Krang is trying to blow up the Earth.
The Earth.
So if he succeeds, you won't have to worry about Shredder because we'll all be dead. And they're like, no.
They're like, what'd you say? And he says, Arakasaki.
Yeah. And so then...
Is that his name?
So then basically right now, the turtles are divided because Donatello believes in, like, we got to do the greater thing here because it's Krang and that's big and there's everybody else. It's interesting because even, you know, Splinter and all the turtles are like, yeah, bro, but this guy really wronged us. So we really should focus on the street gang fight over here. And Donatello's like, no, dude, stop focusing on this little issue over here and focus on the problem at hand.
There's a bigger issue.
We always talk about this, how... whether it's Shock Therapy Live, just last week on Shock Therapy Live, we got an emailer in that was talking about smoking weed and you know, getting intimate with her boyfriend and trying to get rid of these things, and yet she's just fighting these little symptoms instead of taking care of the heart issue, which is the big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that's happening in Turtles right now. You know what I'm saying?
Turtles.
Taking out Shredder, bro. That's just the smoking weed and the little things.
Yeah.
Those are just symptoms of a larger problem. His name is Krang, and he wants to destroy the world.
Yeah.
Boom, deep.
It's hard. It's hard because it seems like your symptom. We just live in a culture where we just want to get rid of the symptoms.
Yeah, let's just take care
just
of this.
Go
real
about
quick,
our day.
Yes,
just give me the quick fix.
This is in my face.
Yeah,
and that's what it is. Shredder's like in the face, and it's like, yeah, but this guy's right now. I want to take care of this right now. And they're like, universe exploding, technodrome, aliens.
Which is funny because it sounds like, guys, we're talking about Ninja Turtles. Sounds like Donatello is telling his mentor, Splinter, hey, you're a little short-sighted in this.
Yeah.
There are bigger issues than your greatest enemy.
Right.
There's something greater.
Yeah, dude. How,
and that relate, I can see that. I totally see that because most of the times I just get caught up in my own problems.
Right.
And we live in a world that has giant, massive problems.
Right.
And maybe if I focused a little less on myself and the small things that I'm dealing with,
yeah,
I could lend a helping hand towards these huge technodrome problems.
Guys, in the Albuquerque area alone, there are 7,500 registered homeless children in the APS school system.
Good grief.
Let that sink in for a minute and then get bummed out about your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, the radiator.
Yeah.
Oh, my radiator.
Oh, those are problems, and they need to be taken care of as well. 7,500 homeless children in the APS system. Those are the ones that are registered for school. So imagine how many homeless children there are in
so
the Albuquerque
true.
Metro area alone.
Dude, just we got to all be Donatello in this situation.
Heck yeah, bro. Don, you just don the purple, yo. We're going purple rain on this. All
right? Purple rain. Purple rain.
Which was funny because Donatello's always been like my least favorite. Yeah.
What's he saying?
He's doing big things. I don't know. Him and Prince, man, they're just going after it.
Dude,
so,
man, y'all ever seen
picture.
That Prince?
Bigger
man,
picture.
That's awesome. That Prince. You remember that Super Bowl, man? That crazy shadow? That was awesome.
Oh, man. Incredible. All right, DC.
DC. Why are you playing Spider-Man music?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Did you like my Terminator action in
I
the
did.
Background?
That was good, man. It was deep.
We need more.
It was
we
deep.
Need more comic theme. We need like X-Men and we need... Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Batman and Robin 35 released this week. Batman is on the hunt to find his son. His son, Damian Wayne, who's
Damian!
Dead. Turns out his son was in this sarcophagus, and inside of this bad boy was a gem, if you will. This gem could power something on Apocalypse. On Apocalypse? Acropolis?
Apocalypse.
I am so not a fan of... I'm sorry, I'm not DC guy.
Yeah.
It's where Darkseid is. It's his planet.
Darkseid's like Thanos.
Acropolis.
It was also like Apocalypse.
Yeah.
But Apocalypse is the planet that Darkseid lives on. And Apocalypse is also the big bad in the X-Men universe, who is just like Thanos and just like Darkseid.
If you're into Batman, this is the one for me right now, because this one is really this dad who is out to save his son no matter the cost. He's forsaking the 99, which is Earth, and going to find the one who is on an evil planet full of demons. And he's like, I don't care, man. I will fight through hell, literally, to save you. And so it's really, really cool to see this dad willing to do anything. And he's like, nobody's going to help me. The Justice League is like, this is stupid. It's a suicide mission. And he's like, it's my son. How far would you go to save somebody you love?
Yeah.
This is how far I'm willing to go. I'm just going to be a man of my word. It's awesome!
Wow.
And so Batman's stepping it up. He's got this crazy suit that allows him to do amazing things because he's on some other alien planet. And
Batman.
He's like, yeah. So I really, really loved this issue.
I still
issue.
Need to read it. I haven't read it yet.
It incorporates the Bat family, if you will. Jason Todd's in it.
Bat
Robin's
fam.
In it. Yeah. It's pretty fantastic. So
is the art good?
The art is great.
Okay.
It's Peter Tomasi and Gleason who
so I like
did
it.
Yeah, they did an entire Green Lantern Corps run that was just so great. I'm really glad that this team is doing it because it really needed a good team for a good story. Speaking of good teams and good stories, Justice League 35 totally kicks off. Justice League 35 kicks off, and it's a whole new story arc.
Yeah.
With Justice League. They've got some really crazy things going on, like Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor teaming up. They are shaking hands, and LexCorp and Wayne Enterprises have decided to merge for the greater good.
Nope.
At least that's what the world thinks.
Well, I think Batman is...
Yeah, Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor, you get deeper into their relationship, which is kind of weird, I'm not going to lie. DC is really making Bruce Wayne Superman. Because... Batman, his biggest rival right now is Lex Luthor. It was rumored at NYCC that a new love interest for Bruce Wayne is going to be Lois Lane.
What?
Superman is
Doug.
Superman's all up on that Wonder Woman tip. And so it's like, all right, he's busy doing that. And so they're like, let's just make Batman, since he's the most popular, basically turn him into the Superman. So Lex Luthor and him, they're at each other's throat. And one thing that I really loved from Justice League, it kicks off and Lex Luthor is explaining why he should be a part of the Justice League, why he has turned over a new leaf. he's a good guy. And of course, Batman does not trust him, thinks he's out for it because it's Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And Lex Luthor says something in the beginning. He says, I'm not Superman. I'm not Aquaman. I don't have all these crazy powers. I'm just a normal, everyday human. So where do I even start? Because you live in this world where there are people doing incredible things. And maybe you don't have these gifts. Maybe you don't have these abilities. Maybe you don't think you have this talent or the money.
Money.
You don't have what you believe it takes because you see people doing. Mark Zuckerberg today donated $25 million to research for a cure for Ebola. We don't have that, right? So he starts off talking about being a human being and where do you start? And his response is, you start wherever you can. You cannot let your lack of superpowers paralyze you from doing good. And he believes that now and wants to do good. What's funny is Batman is concerned with Lex's past. Mm-hmm. And Lex mentions this, that, dude, you're focusing on everything I did wrong in the past. Let me show you the great I can do in the present for the future.
Nice.
And so Batman's just like, no!
Yeah.
You totally sinned against me. You totally wronged me. You're a villain. You'll always be a villain. Nothing good. And Lex is like, okay, well, all I can do is prove it by my actions.
Boom.
By my works, by what I do now. And it was just like, whoa, Justice
Why
League,
am I identifying with Lex Luthor?
I know, right?
What happened?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So anyways.
Okay, let's move on to Marvel because
yeah, we got a ton, my bad.
It's 8:45.
Yeah.
And we gotta move on.
We
okay.
got tons.
Marvel, we put out so much stuff. We play the Spider-Man music for me,
oh.
please. Thank you. So Spider-Man 2099 number 5 came out this week. It ties in with Spider-Verse. That's really all I wanna say.
Yeah.
Edge of Spider-Verse. And there's only one more comic left. I think it's Amazing Spider-Man number 8.
Yep.
That is Edge of Spider-Verse.
Edge of Spider-Verse number 5
and then
this week?
Yes. And then we move into
actual Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Yeah. Edge of Spider-Verse number 5.
Written yeah.
Gerard Way.
Lead
from
singer
My Chemical
Romance.
Romance.
Yeah.
He
so
wrote
good.
A comic book. And did you read it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see who popped up in it?
Well,
the other spider people?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
It was great. He did a great job.
There was a line in there that I really enjoyed because the idea is this dad who was this, I don't know, almost like anime mech
yeah.
Spider-Man, and he dies in the very beginning. And the only person that can bond with this machine is his daughter. So
yes.
the child takes over the father's work, and the world is noisy, and she's constantly listening to music to kind of like calm her and center her. And her partner at one point, who I won't say who the partner is because
yeah.
I thought that was very cool
yeah.
as well, says, dude, there's always going to be noise because she wants to shut down the noise. And he says that there will always be noise. You make noise. We all make some kind of noise. The point is to be the good kind.
The good kind.
And so I really loved it,
yeah,
man.
That was great.
Edge of Spider-Verse has been fantastic. It was different writers every week doing a different Spider-Man in a different universe.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. So good.
Nailed it. Let's see. Uncanny X-Men. Was it great?
Uncanny X-Men is going through the last will and testament of Charles Xavier. And speaking of like the themes of the past and, you know, people holding you to your past sins and really not feeling like you can climb out of it. Scott Summers, who was possessed by this crazy thing, killed Charles Xavier. He killed Professor X in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, he's hated by all the X-Men. Nobody likes him. He's got no friends. He's a bad guy. Well, a few months ago, the last will and testament of Charles Xavier surfaced by his lawyer, She-Hulk. And so she comes to read the last will and testament, and there's a catch. Wolverine and Cyclops have to both be present.
Whoa.
They've hated each other for a long time, and then, of course, Cyclops kills Professor X. So now it's a bad scene, yo. It's a bad scene. So they have to go do this big task because the entire life of Charles Xavier, he's been hiding a mutant with Omega-level powers that's more powerful than Jean Grey or more powerful than even Professor X.
Whoa!
And he's been inhibiting him, and now basically Professor X, after all this time, has been like, hey, I've been telling you and preaching at you to do good things and that you can overcome and that you can't let in, and let's not diminish or try and squash anybody's abilities. By the way, this entire life I've been hiding this kid and squashing his abilities. And Scott is like, this is the biggest hypocrite of them all because Professor X is basically like, he's too powerful, you have to put him down. If I die, he will no longer be in control, you've got to kill him.
Whoa!
And so this issue is the issue where Scott Summers and Wolverine confront that situation, and what happens is absolutely incredible and not what I was expecting.
That's cool.
In any way, shape, or form.
That kind of goes along with Axis, Avengers, X-Men, Axis. This is number two this week. We see Cyclops kind of becoming the leader that he was traditionally. Now he's kind of a villain.
Good!
He's kind of a villain in the universe right now, but he's teaming up with his brother Havoc in this one. And that's on the cover, so it's not a big spoiler. Lots of stuff. It's going to be a big event. Speaking of big events, New Avengers number 25. Up at the top it says, in 7 months, time runs out.
Yeah, we don't know what they're doing yet.
The Axis event. Oh, and in this issue of Axis, you figure out what happens. It explains what this Axis thing is
okay,
about.
Okay, cool, good.
And so this is a very important issue.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry I didn't say that already. You should read Axis number 2 if you're interested in all of what, and if you're
Avengers,
interested at all,
X-Men.
And what's going to be going on in all of the big Marvel books in the next 2 years.
Gosh.
What's happening here is going to explain why things go crazy in a few months. Because in 7 months, time runs out.
Yeah.
New Avengers, it's written by Jonathan Hickman, one of our favorite writers. It's a little bit confusing because this takes place, I think, in the future.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure. So keep up with New Avengers. I'm sure Hickman will explain it soon.
That's how he does.
Also, Avengers World, this was the conclusion of the big thing that's been going on with, like, Morgan Le Fay. And we had this girl. What's her name? She went bad and hooked up with AIM.
Smasher.
Guardian.
Smasher,
Smasher.
Yeah.
So this is a good one. The Avengers World showcasing some of the lesser greats in the Avengers posse.
Which I dig. It's a great, if you're into that. It's
written by Nick
really
Spencer.
Rad
He's excellent. Another book that he wrote that you read, Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Superior Foes.
This is almost over.
Every single month I've been talking about it. It's a book that's completely different. It's about these B-villains.
B-villains.
It's Boomerang. It's Shocker. It's these really crappy Spider-Man villains who aren't good enough to be supervillains.
Right.
So they try and rob banks, and they really suck at it. There's five of them, but they think that they're the new Sinister Six. But there's five of them.
They're terrible.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah.
This is the issue. It's got, on the cover, it's got all of the members of the Superior Foes in handcuffs. This really is the issue as they're wrapping up the series. It only has two more issues, and then it's canceled.
Aww.
Where it all kind of comes to a head. Because you've got these guys who are bad guys who don't want to really do the right thing. Mm-hmm. They're bad guys. So how do bad guys trust each other? Because when you're surrounded by company that is morally corrupt...
Yeah.
Why would you trust them?
Why would you trust them? But for some reason, they're like, nah, man, we're a team.
We're buds.
And in the meantime, they've all been secretly trying to backstab each other in some way. It all comes to a head in this issue.
Awesome.
They reap what they have sown.
And they are stupid.
Oh, man.
That's great. Okay, let's do the letdown of the week.
Yeah, dude.
Death of Wolverine number 4 sucks.
Dude.
This is the last one. This is the death.
Wolverine died, guys. He's dead. And yes, he's dead. I'll tell you that right now. They did something in the Ultimate Universe where it was like, long time ago, we're going to kill Peter Parker. And we're like, why would you tell us that, Marvel? That was so stupid.
Yeah.
We're telling you the ending of the comic. So it's like, all right, bro, it better be one of the best comic runs in history. Oh, wait, Brian Michael Bendis. It was.
He nailed it.
It was incredible. You still cried. It was great. Yes, they really did kill Peter Parker. There was no Spider-Man. It was very, very sad. But they did an incredible job. Death of Wolverine... They told us ahead of time they were going to off Wolverine.
They had like 3 months to die,
biggest characters in the Marvel Universe, and we're killing him, guys. He's going to be gone forever. No coming back from this. And issue 4 came out, and it was so lame.
It's stupid. It's very anticlimactic.
It is. I was like, what?
When you build up giant events like this...
It better be huge.
The more you build it up, the bigger the risk is that it's going to suck.
Yep.
Because then you're like, people are
it's
like,
Wolverine!
This better pay off. This better pay off. I thought it was cool that the bad guy, I guess, from his past, I don't care about Wolverine.
I don't either at this point. That was all really lame. There was no Sabretooth, no classic villains, nothing like that. It was
some
like,
guy.
It was so dumb.
So whatever, Wolverine. And now there's, it's not like Wolverine is actually dead. He'll be back. They're starting a new series called The Wolverines, where it's like, who's going to take up his mantle? Will it be this person with claws, or this person with claws, or this person with claws? How are there so many people with claws?
Here's what sucks. This idea has been done many times. If you want one that was actually fantastic, Battle for the Cowl. That was when Batman died, and all of a sudden everybody's like, who's going to take Batman's place? And it was incredibly well written.
Yeah.
Good
and
stuff.
And this is Charles Soule, who's usually awesome.
I know, I was really bummed.
So, I don't know.
And Steve McNiven, who does
incredible
artwork.
One of the best artists out there.
So, it had
it had the greatest potential, but we were worried it was going to flop.
It sucks, dude.
Yeah, not good. Now, I want to talk about these three books because they are great. Number one, Daredevil number 9. Mark Waid writes this book. It is one of my favorite books.
Every month I'm like, man, why have
Daredevil.
I
Daredevil. Daredevil is so good. I'm getting so stoked for the TV show just because of this book. And it's going to be a completely different scenario than the TV show. The TV show is going to be a lot different than this.
Yeah.
But Daredevil, every month, it's solid. That's all I can say about it. This book, Miles Morales, The Ultimate Spider-Man, this is the best Spider-Man book.
It's the there are like 7 Spider-Man books right now, seriously.
This is the best one.
And it is hands down, nothing even comes close to it. If you're a fan of Spider-Man, this is the very best Spider-Man book that has been written in years.
The writing and the art is tip top.
And every month we say that.
Yep.
And so I keep waiting for Bendis to like have an off month and for the book to fail or for them not to do something. They've been doing a ginormous build. We talked about this being the ultimate universe. Peter Parker is dead in that universe. About 5 issues ago, somebody sprang up that looked a lot like Peter Parker. It's been building, building, building. This issue, you get some answers, ?
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's one of those slow burns, and it's like, but it doesn't matter because the writing is so incredible.
This is the book that you wait for. You're like, it only comes out once a month. Amazing Spider-Man, starring Peter Parker, the mainline 616 universe. If you're just tuning in and you're not a super nerd, 616 is the main Marvel universe. And then you have all these other planets and universes or whatever, Ultimate being a different one.
Yeah.
616, Amazing Spider-Man, regular old Spider-Man, comes out twice a month. This series, I wait for this series once a month, and it is awesome every month.
It's the best.
They can wait. They can put it out once a month, and it's just as good.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about, because I think I have a tie for best book this week for me. And it's
none other
than Captain Marvel, the book about the lady and her cat. I know. Guys, I've reached the lowest point, I'm not going to be able to climb out of this. But I want to read something out of here, because Captain Marvel, she flies around in space with her cat. She's teamed up with Rocket Raccoon. A bunch of stuff goes down. This is the conclusion of the first big arc in the story. But at one point, Captain Marvel thinks she's going to have to leave this planet, and not only leave the planet, but leave her kitty cat behind and leave her new friend, who is kind of a disposed transient from a planet. Her name is Tick, and she thinks she's gonna have to leave him. And so she says her goodbyes, and she's like, here's the deal, if anything happened to you guys, my heart would shatter, and I love you. Because I love you, I gotta leave you here, and I've gotta get out. Well, then they pop up on the ship because of a little interdimensional thing with the cat. I'm not gonna go into it. The cat's really this giant alien thing. But here's what stuck out to me. The girl, Tick, the vagrant girl, she says, listen, you think you know everything about me, but you don't. I'm not what you think I am. And we get that you're scared of something happening to Chewie, which is the cat. But that's the price of admission, you know? The more you love something, the more you open yourself up to the pain of losing it. That's not foolhardy, that's brave. Yeah. And you're a hero. Aren't you supposed to be brave?
Wow.
Boom. Yeah. And that's so true. It's so hard to like open yourself up to stuff and really, really love something. Because along with, I think C.S. Lewis said, or I don't know if it was C.S. Lewis, but it's a common idea. It's like when you love something, you allow that thing to be able, you make yourself the most vulnerable with that. Yeah. So the more you love someone, they can hurt you more.
I loved the comment about you're a hero, aren't you supposed to be brave? Because we are Christians and we are called to love.
How many times
have we been wronged in the past or hurt, and like going all the way back to Justice League and Batman, staring at Lex Luthor's past. You look at the past. You looked at the hurts and the wrongs, and you say, "Nah, dude, not. I can't forgive that person. I can't forgive that." No, I get it. I get it. Christ forgave me, but you don't understand. This person did this and this and this. This is like the third time that's happened. I just this time I'm done. Fool me once.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, bro. Like, aren't you supposed to be a Christian? Aren't you called to that? And if we are truly followers of Christ, we are called to that forgiveness. We are called to that love.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's cool, and I just thought that it was a great like little dilemma there, because she thought she was doing the right thing by leaving everybody behind, but in reality, they're like, no.
Yeah.
You got to be brave with this, and we're coming with you.
Here's the thing, guys. We do this thing every single Wednesday. It's called Comics Corner, and we basically just go through comics that are releasing this week. We talk about what's going on in the comic world and the comic industry, whether it's film, television, and of course, as I said, comic books. You can find that in art. You can find that somewhere, which is why we do what we do with Culture Shocks and everything we do. Look around you. We challenge you to be looking into that, to your culture, into the things around you. Maybe there is a way that you could impact the life of someone else for Jesus Christ, whether it's through a song or through a movie or a television series, whatever it is, with a coworker. You never know what it may do when you look deeper than just the surface level of things.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back at the 9 o'clock hour, which of course means Shock Therapy Live. We already got a couple emails.
Yeah.
So thanks to the two that have chimed in already. We will get to those as well as yours. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Quick break. Right back with more. It's T-Moss Morning Party.
No.
Static.